Good morning and welcome back to Trivial Wisdom the Pod. I'm Mikel, and today we're talking about drive-ins. When you think of drive-ins, I think more often than not, we're thinking of older 1950s nostalgia, people in poodle skirts or something. Generally, I mean, there are some that still exist, drive-in movies, but they're not super popular. People don't do it very much anymore. We have regular movie theaters. But with isolation going on, there's actually been a resurgence of drive-ins because you can be in your own vehicle away from other humans. And it's actually gone beyond movies. So there are drive-in movies, there are concerts, and if you're in Germany, there are raves. So that's mostly what I'm talking about today is the fact that people are just trying to get back into their normal routines as much as possible and enjoy live entertainment. That just recently, Germany held the first ever drive-in rave on the planet. And I mean, that we're aware of. And it was really popular. Apparently, they had a maximum of 250 cars that are allowed to come in, two people per car. And I did put a video in the show notes, so you guys should just check that out. It's kind of humorous, but it's also really cool because this is what these people want to do. It's like it started with the performer on stage, people listening in their cars, dancing. You know, if you have an image of a rave, they've got their strobe lights and things. And after a while, they realized they could participate with their, you know, headlights and their car horns. So they're just honking and, you know, to the beat. And it's actually really awesome. I'm not sure. It's probably not for everybody. I'm not even sure I could really get into that vibe, but I'm so glad that these people were able to. Is all of their festivals, everyone's music festivals and outlets, concert tours, things they're planning on and hoping to enjoy, they've been canceled. So this is a way to get back into that. And it's spreading. So if you are somebody who does want to participate in this, it's catching on in Europe. People are definitely trying to do more concerts and things like this. And I saw an article that said, and I'm not going to pronounce this right because I never do, Mark Rebellet, possibly. He's going to be doing a drive-in rave in America. So, you know, it's coming. And they're going to use the proceeds from that concert to donate to Global Giving, which is a coronavirus relief fund. So it's in good fun. As long as people are staying safe, they're staying isolated, they're in their own cars, they're, you know, it's great. Continue to dance and rave on as much as you like, as far as I'm concerned. Hopefully there'll be other opportunities for that. Like I said, movies, concerts, it's just what we really have right now is a lack of venues for drive-in movies. Maybe some things will be renovated or turned into that. So it'll be really cool to look out for if you are looking to do something outside of home, vaguely social, entertainment. Find out if there's a drive-in near you. It could be the perfect way to just have a good time. Thanks for tuning in to Trivial Wisdom, the pod on the Trivial Wisdom Media Network. I just want to thank everyone who has dropped a review or rated us on Apple Podcasts. That's amazing. If you haven't, just go ahead and do that if you like. It is very much appreciated by us. Music is Jump Up by Purple Planet. We hope you'll join us again Mondays and Fridays for your feel-good pick-me-up. And no matter what, have a great day.